Hello, I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. Christmas and New Year's celebrations are over. I'm guessing that you survived, okay? We're in a new year, so you think I'm going to talk about New Year's resolutions, right? Well, not really, because my experience is that those New Year's resolutions last about a week, if that long. But I do have an idea, maybe even a challenge, for you as you face this new year of 2022. I suggest you choose this one word to be your theme for the year, and that one word is thankfulness. Instead of making resolutions for the past few years, I've been choosing one word to focus on for the year, one word to think about and pray about and remember. For example, one year my one word was wisdom. Last year my one word was transition. And I prayed about those throughout the year because I desperately needed wisdom. And last year was truly a year of transition for me and for our ministry. Well, this year, I want to suggest that it could make a huge difference in your life and in the lives of those around you if your one word was thankfulness. You can never overemphasize the importance of being thankful. Paul wrote to the Colossians, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Overflowing. That's what we should be if we've received Christ Jesus as our Lord and are continuing to grow in our faith, overflowing with thankfulness. In other words, thankfulness is supposed to be a trademark of a Christian. Now ask yourself this question. Would people who know you well, who are around you often and see you in real life environments regularly, would they describe you as a thankful person? Do you overflow with thankfulness? If something is overflowing, people would notice, don't you think? Are you up to this challenge to make thankfulness your word for 2022? If so, I want to send you a sign you can put where you'll see it often, a sign that says, "My one word for 2022 is thankfulness." If it's going to be your one word this year, you're going to need reminders all around you all the time. So I want to help you start this new year with a very thankful heart. You'll find that sign on our website at christianworkingwoman.org, or we'll be glad to send it to you. You can contact us through our website. Remember to overflow with thankfulness today and join me again tomorrow.